When I was 24, I was working at an oppressive law firm in Chicago. I had many jobs around that city in my early 20s, but this one, in all its seriousness, seemed more finite. After I had worked there only a few weeks, the days felt meaningless and unending, like I'd signed my life away to this job. My friend told me with compassion and exasperation, "This isn't your whole life. This is a season in your life. In a couple years, we'll say, remember that weird time you worked at a law firm?" She was right. It was a season. A brief, informative season that ended up having much more significance than I could have predicted, but I always forget to add it to my resume. It didn't feel like a season at the time. It felt like the rest of my life. That's how most seasons feel while you're living them, and then your surroundings transform just as you're getting settled in. The winter to spring shift is slow but dramatic, bringing with it a change of heart and wardrobe. The fall to winter transition is quick, taking place the very minute Santa Claus comes floating by at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. The end of summer is slower. This time of year is precious to everyone. It belongs to the soft cotton part of your heart that never ages past 10 years old. You can smell it. Fresh pencil shavings and cinnamon. Fall is a grieving period. It's beautiful and magical and has its own dress code, but it's a season all about loss. Even if you're not sad to see summer go, fall is still heartbreaking, especially when rain sings through empty branches and leaves litter the ground like dusty garnets, waiting to be stuffed in black trash bags. When I entered my 20s, an older friend told me it was my time to explore. I had 10 whole years just to grow and experiment and push my limits. If you stumble, she said, that's a great sign. It means you found your edge. You tried something that didn't work, and now you know. This insight has guided me. I've tried jobs I didn't think I'd be any good at, and I ended up learning gobs about my interests and abilities. I've dated people I didn't think would be good for me, and they're still some of my best friends. I moved to cities I didn't think fit my personality, and for the first time in my life, found what feels like home in Washington, D.C. All too often, I was anxious to feel more settled, to have it figured out, to stop learning lessons and just reap the benefits of lessons learned. The most helpful way to get over this anxiety was to think about my life as a collection of seasons, rather than as individual steps. It's tempting at this age to carry around a mental checklist of things an adult should have and a monthly report card with markings for each life category. There were so many times I felt like I was sitting around waiting. So many times I was meandering around with a heavy heart, mourning the loss of a happier season, without any idea what would come next and when. I can see now that those were the seasons of loss, my own personal autumns, and they were some of the most important. That's what my law firm job was, an autumn. Life has seasons that mimic the earth's seasons, times of abundance, times of cultivation. Fall is a season of loss, but it shows you upfront what you're losing. That's what makes it so sweet in its melancholy. You can watch summer slip away as a new world takes over. You're a frontline witness to the ultimate triumph of winter, conquering warmth degree by degree, until one evening at 5 p.m., the night swallows up the afternoon in a sudden coup. Seasons of loss, like the colder seasons, are the hardest ones to endure, even if you logically understand they won't last forever. I once heard an interview with an artist whose father died at the height of his creative success. He was really close with his dad and spent the next few years in a tense combination of obligatory gratitude and overwhelming sadness. When asked to describe loss, this guy said that it was like having the casino cashier gone. He compared everything that happened to him, any happiness, any difficulty, any mundanity, to a poker chip, saying his father would validate those experiences like a cashier, making them worth something. His father turned every one of the man's moments into something meaningful just by listening to his stories.